Kay Sanders is an intuitive business coach, best-selling author, and creator of possibilities. Kay helps conscious entrepreneurs find that missing piece to make their business a huge success so they can make a big impact in the world and create more freedom in their life. Kay incorporates here these gifts to help her clients and our audience create a strong mindset and implement effective systems and strategies in order to design and create the business of their dreams. Her motto is "Everything is possible," which she also heavily incorporates in her own business and with her clients to help them see all the amazing possibilities in life. Kay truly believes that everyone not only deserves, but also has the ability to live a fulfilling life full of success and possibilities. Kay, are you ready to rock this?
Always, always with you.
Always. Woohoo! You are now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to read that behind you. If you believe in yourself, anything is possible. Oh my gosh. Hashtag congruency. I love it.
Yep. I had to switch that out. I didn't like my certificates anymore. They looked so corporate. So I just changed it out like a couple weeks ago.
I love it. I love the flow too. It like goes with your.
I know, right? I did that like on purpose. You know, I actually had the camera up, you know, to make sure it goes like.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Oh my gosh. So we are blessed to have you back again, Kay. This is, I think, like your fourth or so time of being on here. Every time it's just gold, gold, gold. And it's so amazing seeing the evolution of your journey too. You've talked to us about EFT tapping, about business, growing a business, about, you know, the spirituality, all of it. It's so amazing. So thank you for just being such a multifaceted person and bringing all these gifts to our audience, and also for coming back and sharing your latest endeavors and projects with us. We appreciate you and your time.
Well, I appreciate you having me again. It's definitely always fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay. It is a lot of fun, definitely. So we're going to dive right in right now to the theme of the day, which is upgrade your questions. So, Kay, how have you upgraded your questions in your life, and what results have you seen that produce for you and the people around you?
Well, I mean, I think I asked just, you know, better questions and deeper questions than I did before. I mean, I don't think like before I didn't really ask a whole lot of questions, but now one of my most favorite questions now is like that I ask every day is, what would a six-figure coach do? What would a six-figure coach do? And it really, it shifts your thinking around because let's say you have a bad day or something you did and it didn't really go so well, and you ask that question, what would a six-figure coach do right now, or how would a six-figure coach do in this moment or in this situation? It just shifts your thinking. I mean, of course you don't want to do it in with a judgment, but just asking that question just opens up a whole nother door for you where you can catch yourself before you go down the rabbit hole with, you know, all that negative thinking. But yeah, I think it's just like, you know, asking different questions, asking more questions. I think that's what changed for me, is where before I didn't really ask a lot of questions. I just went down the rabbit hole. Now I'm like, well, what's the higher truth here? I mean, is that really true? Or, you know, is that just my monkey mind, you know, playing tricks with me again? But yeah, just asking more questions now than I did before.
I love it. What do you see that brings to you? You're going throughout your day, you're asking more questions. Like what difference do you see in your results or your happiness or your reality?
Well, it definitely puts me in a different mood. You know, before it was more like where if something didn't work out and then I got, you know, I had all these limiting beliefs coming up, but now it's like, I really look at, well, what's the higher truth? It is not true. And then I bounce back a lot quicker. Like whenever I do have a little challenging time, or if something didn't really work out, or if I'm just, you know, exhausted or something like that, you know, when you ask that question and, you know, shift it around, you are a lot more motivated. And at least for me, I feel a lot more motivated and I get more stuff done. I can create more content. I can tap into my personal power and my energy. I stay more in alignment with who I am rather than, you know, being up here and driving myself crazy.
Yeah, 100%. I love it. So just becoming more resourceful, more resilient, more able to effectively deal with life because you choose your focus. I think I think Tony Robbins said it's the quality of questions that you ask determine the quality of your life. And the questions that you ask determine your focus, determines like how you see life, determines the perspective you look through. If you ask, why is this happening to me? Why am I broke? Why did my girlfriend leave me? Why am I stuck? Those are all pretty crappy questions.
Yeah, they don't really make you feel very good. Nope.
Versus, how can I learn from this experience and move forward? How can I elevate my financial prosperity right now in the next 24 hours? You know, you asked a great question. What would a six-figure coach do? What would that person do differently? What actions would I take differently? What thoughts would I be thinking differently? What's the, you know, the version of me 10 years from now? What is that person? Mm-hmm. What would that person do right now in this situation? So I love that you're sharing that, Kay. This is gold. Good stuff. Jim Padilla is out in the audience. What's up, Jim? Welcome. And we're going to dive right in again to your journey, Kay, and tell us a little bit more about what you're working on today. And then, you know, what were some of those big shifting pivotal events that had us get to where we are today?
Well, the one thing that I'm super excited about is my book that just launched yesterday. I'm super excited about that. Yes, and it really came to me because I entered the journey. I entered the calling, or I answered the calling last year. You know, I discovered, you know, well, I actually discovered my whole spirituality a little over, well, close to 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And at first I was resisting it. You know, the universe kept smacking me in the head until I finally listened. And yep. I still feel the bums. I don't know about you, but, you know, I always get those bums, you know. But
They're wisdom reminders.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, at least you can't really see them because I got the long hair, right? But it was not until last year, October, I met a lady who actually then turned into my mentor, my Akashic Record mentor. She turned into now one of my closest friends. Wow. And kind of like advisors. I mean, we're kind of like bouncing ideas off each other. And she introduced me to the Akashic Records. And that's how everything just like my life just, oh my God, it just changed dramatically. And I felt like, you know, I came home. And that's also what led me to write my newest book, because over the holidays, I asked a really good question. How can I make a bigger difference in the world? Yeah. What can I do? How can I use my gifts? How can I leverage my gifts to make a much bigger difference in the world? Mm-hmm. And I got the guidance to write a book with 365 messages. And at first, I'm pretty sure you can imagine what my reaction was. 365 quotes? Are you guys crazy? I can barely write five, and then I got to do 365? But it was really like the intuitive guidance that I was receiving. I was able to put 365 quotes together in like 45 days. Wow. So that was like super amazing.
That's awesome.
And I just launched the book yesterday, and it's super, super powerful. And it was really because I learned about the Akashic Records. I learned a lot about myself, of who I am. And, you know, my spiritual journey is really the one thing that I've been diving deep into over the last year and a half or so, really learning who I am. And the one thing that I realized is I really love who I'm becoming.
Yes.
You know, you talk about the journey. I mean, I've seen you as well, you know, your journey. And it's amazing when you look at other people, where they were, you know, a few years ago and where they're at now. And you followed their journey along. And it's just mind blowing what can really happen when you tap into personal development. And, you know, I had an interview earlier, and one of the questions was, can you really, you know, become successful without personal development? And what do you think about that? Probably not, right?
No way.
Because you have to become a different person that allows success, that allows, that asks different questions like we talked about. And it's really personal development that allows you to become that successful person, that allows you to.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead. Finish. Complete
now
that thought.
No, you stopped me with that finger.
I was like, this is on point. Because here's the thing, like with personal development, it's an accelerator. The better the personal development, the bigger the investment of time, energy, money, the bigger the reward that you'll get most of the time. Not every system's like that. There's things that you invest your time and energy into that completely don't pan out. But that's not what we're focusing on here. What we're focusing on is the investment. When you invest into yourself, you get a great return on investment, right? But there's people who would rather mindlessly not ask for help, not invest in themselves, you know, kind of just wing it. And those people, you know, in the past, over the past millennia, could have gotten ahead by trial and error, by wisdom, by failing faster than anyone. Now, in today's modern day and age, you cannot keep up with people who personal development, who are hungry and ask for help and team up with other mentors and sources of wisdom that help them grow and accelerate their path. So maybe in the past you could have done it without personal development, but to be able to keep up today in today's evolving economy and society, it's just like literally it's a joke to try to think that you can do that.
Yep. And you know, the thing is, you know, what I mentioned earlier, you have to become that person. So for example, if you want to be a six-figure a month coach or, you know, entrepreneur, and if you're not that yet, then you have to become that person. And one of the things that I learned from my coach, you know, a long time ago is that really shifted a lot of my mindset was it doesn't matter about the doing. It doesn't matter how much you do to grow your business, to get out there, to market yourself, to learn all these different things. It's about who you need to become inside that determines your success. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard that, I was like, what the heck is he talking about? You know, I mean, he lost his mind. But then I really sat down and I thought about it. And it's true, because if you want to become a super successful entrepreneur, 6-7-figure income earner, mm-hmm. and you're not that yet, that means that deep within, you're not that person yet. You have to become that person, because, and that's why I think that that question of, you know, what would a 6-figure entrepreneur or a 6-figure coach do, is it helps you shift into that person. You embody that person now, because it takes a different mindset to be a 6 or 7-figure entrepreneur than if you're just starting out. Mm-hmm. I mean, right?
Yes.
Because when you're just starting out, you have all these limiting beliefs and, oh, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. And, oh, my God, why would anyone pay for that? Right. I mean, yes. I know that's what it was for me. I was like, how can I really help people? How can I pay to charge for this? So, you know, a 6-7-figure entrepreneur would not think, oh, I can't do this. Or what if I fail? Or what if I become successful? So you have to develop your mindset. You have to develop your self-image of yourself to become that person that you want to become. And the only way you can do that is through personal development, because you have so much stuff that's holding you back from limiting beliefs, self-doubt, you know, fears, things that you have learned, you know, when you were growing up, you know, the choices that you made that led you to where you're at today. And you also got to take responsibility for your situation right now. Yeah. If you're not successful yet, it's because you made certain choices. It's not the economy. It's not people that causes you not to become successful. It's the choices that you made. And it could be maybe not reaching out to enough people, maybe not doing personal development. It's all a choice that you made. So you have to shift your thinking around to become that successful person that allows for success.
Yes. So, Kay, I know for your personal journey, one of the things I admired the most about you is your summits that you've built and organizing these people together. And I want to know, we want to know, our audience wants to know, I'm sure, what were some of the lessons that you learned from that summit and who you had to become, some of the challenges of that old version, outdated version of yourself that you had to like grow into this new person that prepared you for this book launch? Like, tell us about some of that process of evolution and who you had to become to be someone who could really make this an effective book launch.
Well, okay, so if I look at my very first summit, that's the one that you were part of as well, and that's how we met, I believe, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So at that point, it was more like my mindset was like, oh, Chris, I'm so grateful that you're part of my summit. Oh, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that you are, you know, part of my summit. Oh my God, I'm so honored, right? Well, the difference to the next summit was I'm putting all this work together.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that you're part of it, but guess what? I'm putting this together. You know, you should be happy that I chose you as a speaker. That making that mindset shift was huge because I looked at some of the interviews that I did. I was like back in 2016, I believe.
Yeah.
And the one I just did now, the one back in 2016, I was not, my vibration was totally off. I mean, oh my God, I didn't even want to watch them. Okay. It was that bad, but it was like, it was really more from the point of view that I was so grateful that people promoted my summit. Oh my God, I almost kissed people's feet, right? That's how bad it was. And it was because I had self-doubt in me. I'm like, why would people promote me? Wow. Right? Now, the second one, it was like, I mean, a summit. I don't know if any of you, if you have ever done a summit or any of the listeners had done a summit, it is a whole lot of work, like a lot. It takes you, and I do all the technical stuff, everything myself. I mean, that's like my little hobby on the side. But it takes a whole lot of work to put it together. And let me add something to that, to put it together effectively, because I've been part of other summits before, and I'm like, this is so confusing. It's not organized. I don't even know when to post, what to post, you know, what's going on. So to really host a very powerful summit where everything is organized, where does the summit speaker do what they're supposed to be doing, it takes a lot of work. So now it's more like, you know, I was more picky when it came to the people that I had on a summit. But this summit, oh my God, we had so much fun. It, like every summit, every interview was high energy, just like, you know, what you do, like, you're, yes, like, yay, yes, that's how we did it. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We laughed. We made so many mistakes. I'm like, I remember one interview. It was actually funny. We talked about perfectionism and we made so many mistakes, which was perfect, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. A perfect example. But, you know, just shifting my mindset around, you know, really helped me pull off the event yesterday. And one thing that you mentioned earlier that I also would like to, you know, touch on is asking for help. Mm. You see, before I felt very, very uncomfortable asking for help. Mm. But yesterday when I did my book launch, I mean, for one, I mean, I don't really like tooting my own horn, but my book, I find it very powerful because I felt the power behind those messages. And I know also a lot of people had told me how powerful the book was. So I didn't care if it was salesy. I didn't care if I asked for help. Mm-hmm. I just asked, help me spread the word. And at the end of the day, I mean, it was like an entire Facebook launch party. I mean, I was like on a newsfeed like all day long. People were probably sick and tired of seeing me. But you know what? I had so many supporters. Mm. It was mind blowing. At the end of the day, I was just sitting here. I actually did one last final Facebook Live at like, I think it was 7 o'clock at night. I was just so filled with gratitude. Mm. Because I had so many shares, so many people bought. Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't make the number one list yet, but I'm working on it. Yeah. But you know, just all these supporters, I was like, I mean, this is amazing. And that's because I chose to connect with people and they saw the value in what I did. I didn't held back. You know, I mean, I was me. I was, you know, authentic in who I was. They saw the value. And then I made that ask. I asked for the support. Mm. And you would be amazed how many people are actually willing to support you if you just ask. That is one thing that I learned yesterday. Mm. If you have a huge vision, you just can't do it by yourself. I would have never been able to pull this off yesterday if it wouldn't have been for all these supporters that I had. So if you believe in what you do, ask for help. That's really one thing that I learned from my very first summit to the last summit and to my book launch now. You just gotta do it. You just gotta ask for help. And, you know, you can collaborate. Collaborating is actually a very, very powerful tool.
Oh my gosh, it's like such an accelerator in today's like fighting for attention and noisy social media marketplace or wherever things are being marketed. The fastest way to grow is to tap into someone else's like relationships with their audience. You know, like that's the fastest way. So building those strategic key partnerships to tap into people's audience and deliver that value, because you know you got gold, right? If you don't believe in yourself and you're still working on your stuff, it's okay to still be working on your stuff, but if you don't believe in your product or service, then that's a whole nother thing. You got to get to that point where you believe in it, so when it gets delivered to that person's audience, you know, it's in integrity. But like to really accelerate, it's be good at building those joint venture relationships. And that's something that, you know, that's how we got connected, Kay. It's because you were willing to put yourself out there and ask for help or connect and assemble these people. And then you did it again. And then you asked for help with this launch. So I think that that's such a key ingredient of your journey and why you're growing so fast, why you're reaching so many people. And you just keep doing all these projects, you know, like I love it, like growing this business, testing these processes to see what works and what doesn't. And, you know, even if this book yesterday didn't hit number one, it definitely still can. And in the future, you know, like in the future, you'll have a process of how to launch a book. Even if this wasn't, you know, the Kay Sanders life journey that is going to, you know, go on the Wall Street Times or Wall Street Journal and get you on New York Times bestsellers list, whatever it might be, like, this is going to prepare you for those moments. So I love this process and seeing it all unfold on with you.
Yeah, I mean, I love strategies. I mean, yesterday I was actually surprised because I planned out my entire Facebook launch party. And, you know, it looked very easy on paper, but when you actually do it, oh my gosh, I'm glad. I pre-scheduled everything, but it actually went smooth. And that's one of the things that I love is like, I love those systems and strategies, and like planning the stuff out, I'm very organized. So that's one of the things that I love to do. That's even with the summits. That's one of the things that I really enjoy, you know, figuring out how can you really make it easy, not also, you know, very organized for the other people that are part of it. So yeah, I totally had a lot of fun yesterday, and I actually did my very first Facebook Lives in a very long time, and I didn't mess up.
yes I love it very good. So let's start diving in a little bit more to like what were the specific things that you made sure you did on this launch. I just want to dive into that. I know we want to get into, you know, the inspirational messages and the power to create the life you really desire. But let's talk about the launch and what you really felt worked and helped you the most in doing that launch.
Well, it really starts with the mindset. And I really realized it in this one, because before, yeah, I made some plans, I set some intentions, but it was more like iffy, right? You know, I didn't really set clear intentions, what I wanted to do. But with this book, for one, I was grateful that I was gifted this opportunity. I mean, I thought it was huge, and I was very grateful to have this. And I'm like, okay, tell me what I need to do. I mean, I'm very connected, so I asked, okay, show me what I need to do. And my goal is to get it out there. You know, I'm trying to get it into the hands of as many people as possible. So that was my intention. And right away, I mean, I had so many interviews scheduled from the time that I made that intention. It's ridiculous. I mean, today you're my third interview and I still have one more to go today. Yes. And so it's just making an intention and really believing in what you want to do and really believing it's going to happen. Yeah. That is really the first piece of everything. You got to have an intention of where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve with whatever project you want to do? And then really stay the course and don't get sidetracked. Don't buy into the fears. I mean, yesterday I had a little worry about, oh my God, it was lunchtime. My goal was to hit number one lunchtime. I was stuck at number two all afternoon. I'm like, are you serious? I kept refreshing, And I'm like, well, maybe, you know, what's going on? Why am I not? Oh, my God. But then I'm like, okay, it's still time. It's still time. But then it's really you want to have like a step-by-step process of what do you want to do. I had a Word document all outlining all the things I needed to get done. So I needed to reach out. I had to get a press release done, reach out to a local TV, radio. You know, I had a book signing over the weekend on the military base. So I lined out all the different things I need to get done. And every day I worked towards that. Now for the launch, the Facebook party yesterday, I also had a Word document for every 30 minutes and sometimes every 15 minutes. I had a time slot where I filled in what I needed to do. And then I pre-scheduled everything Monday because I knew yesterday I had to, you know, connect with a lot of people, I had to reach out to a lot of people, and I needed that time block. So I pre-scheduled everything, just then shared it and, you know, communicated if anyone was, you know, active in the on the event page. But it's really having a step-by-step process, following the steps and making sure that you get everything done, being very consistent and very organized. I think that is one thing that helped me have such a great successful event yesterday, because I was organized and did everything that I could do beforehand, or did as much as I could beforehand. And that's really what helped me out. And then really just trusting. Yeah, I mean, I was a little disappointed because I didn't hit number one, but It will come. It will come. Yes. I'm very close. I'm still, you know, number three.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. So that's gold. And really having those systems, having the help. I'm sure you've done, you know, summits before where you promoted and had people help you promote and line things up. And I'm sure you asked for help on this launch too, from other people who've launched books or just studied and done whatever research and information gathering you could on how to make it successful. So I love that. I love how you're walking the talk, practicing what you preach. It's gold. So let's dive more into the theme of the book with the inspirational messages and how that can really help us create our reality. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that and what you learned about the messages, the quotes, and the whole process and the why behind it?
Well, the why was really, you know, I wanted to make a bigger difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And I had already started like writing some messages for myself. And I was like, you know, every day I was like, okay, what message can I share? Because I was really bad with creating content for my Facebook group that I had just started. Right. So I just went into my records. I'm like, what can I share today? What message can I share today? I'm like, hey, that's powerful. What can I do with that? And that's really when the whole message came through. I'm going to write the entire book and stuff. Now, the messages are really geared towards helping people create more joy, happiness, and success in their life. Mm-hmm. Because you, as you know, I mean, we've talked about it before, you need to become a different person to allow success, to mm-hmm. create more, you know, freedom in your life. But oftentimes it's like our our limiting beliefs, self-doubts, all of that is getting in the way. And we oftentimes allow that stuff to get in our way. We live by those illusions that I'm not good enough. I can't do this. If you think about it, is that really true? Are you really not good enough? Are you really a total loser and you can't make it happen? No, right? But if we are in a situation, I know, like, let's talk about a launch, for example. You know, I'm pretty sure you've done something before. It was a total flop, right?
Yep.
And then there are certain people that sit there for an entire day and crying, like, oh, my God. I was one of those before, too. I've done that, too. But, you know, you have those people that sit there and beat themselves up. It didn't work. Then you have those people that look at it, well, it didn't really work all that great right now, but what can I learn? What can I make better? Right? And my book is really geared towards helping people stay on track, you know, to understand that so much more is possible for them because we are infinite being. I mean, you're into the whole spiritual side, so you know we are infinite being. We can do, be, and have. And you said it earlier. I love that. We can be, do, and have anything that we want. But how do you make that happen? That's really the key. How do you make that happen? One of the things, I mean, I learned a lot about law of attraction, all that mindset stuff, but then it's like, okay, how the heck am I supposed to make that happen? Right?
Right.
Now, with my messages, I mean, you can use my book actually, or the whole theme for the book, you can use in different ways. There are actually three different ways that I designed the book or the messages that you can use. One, you can just read the book, you know, from front to cover, however you want, however fast, however slow you want. You can even tune into each message. That's also more powerful. You can, you know, do one day at a time. You can also, when you have a bad day, just grab the book. I mean, I have a book right next to me right here. I have one downstairs right next to my bed and just read it. I mean, there's whenever I have a bad day, I go to my book. I just read a couple of quotes. And right away, I'm in a much better mood because I realize it puts me back into alignment with who I really am. And it makes me believe, you know what, I can do this. You know, yes, I'm having a bad day right now, but you know what? It will pass because it's just my monkey mind right now trying to sabotage me again. You know, when you're so close to that success and then all of a sudden all kind of stuff just goes haywire and you're like, oh my God. And that's your ego trying to sabotage you. It's trying to keep you safe because the unknown is scary. Oh my God, success is scary, right? So, and then the third step is really, and that's the most powerful one, is I also have those quotes in a daily email series. Mm. So you get one quote a day, but I didn't just want people to just read a nice and inspirational quote because what is missing? You got to take action on that, right? Yep. Exactly. So the daily email series comes with an action step. So you get each day, you get an email with a one inspirational quote plus an action step. So I actually get my own emails and every morning I'm just waiting for the email to come through because it already puts me in a much better mood. And you know, the funny thing is each day that I get the quote, it's spot on. Mm. I don't know how I did that, but it is spot on. Or another thing I like to do is just, you know, ask like, okay, what's important for me to know right now? And I open the book, go to whatever message, you know, kind of like those Oracle cards. You just pull it. I do the exact same thing, and it's always spot on. And the thing is, each message holds a deeper meaning. So if you read one message, it has a deeper meaning that just you understand. And I have a deeper understanding of the quote based on my life circumstance right now. Right. But then you can read, you can read the same quote a month from now and it has a different meaning for you because your circumstances changed. But it's really supposed to connect people to that infinite being that they are, and so they can really go out there and create the life that they want. So that's really the whole, you know, theme for it, the whole purpose for it, just to inspire people to really get out there and create the life that they want.
That's beautiful. Is there a specific audience that you wanted the book to gravitate to more?
Initially, the message just came through, but then after I was after I was reading through it, it is definitely geared. I mean, anyone can really listen. I mean, read it, but there are some entrepreneurial quotes in there. Like one is about if you're lonely on your entrepreneurial island, create your community or something like that. So someone that actually had read the book before, she said that it's a nice mix of, you know, personal life, business, and then something else. I don't remember what she said, but it's like all in one kind of book. So even someone that's not an entrepreneur can definitely benefit from it. They can just apply it to, you know, work related situations. But initially, my whole market is entrepreneurs anyways, the spiritual community, because they need to be open to that, because it talks about law of attraction, it talks about chakra, energy, light beings, stuff like that. Someone that is not into that, it might be a little too much for them.
I love it. Awesome. So in terms of the writing process or book creation process, what do you think you'll do differently next time? What did you like about how you did this one, and what do you feel you'll do differently next time?
Well, this one I had help. I didn't have to figure it all out myself. I mean, I got into my Akashic records every single time. So everything that is written, it came through. I connected with my higher self and with my guides, and everything, it's in the book. The only thing that was not, you know, channeled is my bio, but that's the only thing. I got the title, the cover image, you know, everything was just, you know, guidance from, you know, from the divine, from a higher self, from the Akashic record, beings of the light. But for the next one, my next book is going to be more about my journey.
Yeah.
I already got the title. That's the book I was actually going to write this year. This book, The Message of Inspiration, wasn't even in the planning. Wow. It just kind of got, you know, put in front of me, basically. But my next book is going to be Tame Your Inner Gremlins. So that is going to be more about my journey and what I've been through, how to get past all that stuff. So I'm going to be using my own experiences, my own stories, and then, of course, you know, also get the divine guidance, because, you know, I like to cheat like that.
Heck yeah. Either way. Heck yeah. Love it.
If you have the sources right, why would you not, you know, tap into that?
Amen. Amen. It's all about asking for that help, right?
Exactly. Oh, I was asking every single day, what message can I share today?
I love it. Awesome. So in terms of an inspirational message, what qualifies an inspirational message from something else? Like, what makes it an inspiration to someone? What does that mean to you?
It's what it makes you feel. Because it has to get you to take action. That's the most important thing. I mean, that's why I put the email series together, because it's one thing just to read something. Yeah, you can read this quote right there. Oh, it sounds great. But then what? You got to do something with it. Yep. So for me, I like this quote because it, you know, like I said, you have those moments during the day. You're like, ugh, I really don't want to do that. Then you read something like that. Okay, I'm feeling much better. Yeah. So I think an inspirational, motivational quote is supposed to put you into the mood to taking action. Because if you don't take action, you're going to be sitting here, you know, you can read that quote all day long, but if you don't do nothing about it, you know, a year from now, you're still going to be right where you're at right now. So anything that you're reading, anything that you're doing, and anything that's supposed to be inspirational, I mean, the word says it, inspirational. It's supposed to inspire you to do something with it, to take action, or, you know, just to shift your thinking around. But it inspires you to do something with it. So that's what I think is, you know, an inspirational quote should do, inspire you to move forward.
Love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. And in terms of the things, the sources of inspiration for you, why don't you share a couple of those that really made a difference for you to stay inspired and connected with your possibility and be the creator of your reality while either while you're writing this book or over the last couple of years?
My inspiration is a 13-year-old boy in the other room. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for him, I honestly don't think I would still be alive no more. Wow. Because when my ex-husband brought us here from Germany, he left us 2 months after we got here, and he literally put me through hell. Hmm. And if it wouldn't have been for my son, and even yesterday, he actually got onto a Facebook Live he listened in, and he's been so helpful, you know, on my journey. And he's turning kind of like into my life coach too now. Yesterday, when I was telling him about, you know, that I'm still not a number one, he's like, you'll get there, you'll get there. I think I taught him away a few too many things. But, you know, my desire is I want to make a difference in the world. Hmm. If I can share my story, my struggles was just, you know, just a few people, even the people that are listening to us right now, if I can just inspire one of those people that are listening in, that's my purpose. That's what I like to do. That's what makes my day. You know, like even for example, this weekend, I did a book signing. The market wasn't really the right thing. Military, not so quite open to that. I'm sure you can imagine, right? So, I mean, I gotta tell you that I have never seen so many wrinkled noses than I had this weekend. Like people looking at my book, looking at the sign, they're like wrinkling the nose. I'm like, what? And it's just, oh, I'm already motivated. And I was really upset. But there was one gentleman, one young guy, picked up one of my books and I inspired him, or my book inspired him to the point that now he wants to write his own book. And he told me before I leave El Paso, he will have his book and he will put my name into the book because I inspired him so much. Wow. You know what? Even though the weekend wasn't all that, that right there, just being able to inspire one person, that's what inspires me to keep moving forward. Because Sunday, I wasn't actually going to go back because Saturday wasn't all that great. But since I was able to inspire him so much, and he actually had come back to the table like 3 times that day, that's why I went back Sunday, just because I was able to inspire him. So being able to share what I've been through, you know, share my lessons and helping, you know, inspire other people to go out there and do more. And no matter what circumstances they're in, or no matter how difficult they think their life is, that's what inspires me to do what I do. If I get to inspire them to step out of their comfort zone, to get out there and go after their dreams, to dream bigger than they have been dreaming, that's really what inspires me to really keep moving forward. And like I said, the little one next door.
I love it. I love it. So awesome. So in terms of just seeing that difference that you made in people's lives, like what do you think that that's all about? Like, is that, what do you think about the human beings? Because there's a lot of people, or the human beings as a whole, who that drives us, right? Like making that difference for people, seeing that smile light up. Why do you think that is?
That is a very good question. I mean, I think nowadays, I mean, lately, a lot more people are awakening to the spiritual side anyways. Mm-hmm. And I think it's being triggered by all the darkness, all the negativity that's around. Mm-hmm. And we are all on a journey. And for me, it's my journey is really, I'm supposed to help other people. I am, you know, that's one of the things, that's why my name came about, you know, Creator of Possibilities, to help people see those possibilities. Because and it kind of goes back to my story. Like when I got here, I had nothing. I had no family, no, you know, a husband that was trying to destroy me. Mm-hmm. And I had to build up, like I had to really start at the bottom and move my way up. Was it difficult? Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I didn't stop because I was looking for fulfillment. I was looking for something. I had no clue what that was, but I was looking for something. I didn't want to be in this, you know, funk. And there's so many people out there. I mean, I don't know, if do you ever pay attention to when you go to the store or go somewhere? How many people do you actually see there smiling? Unless they're probably looking at you and you smile at them, right?
Right. Not many.
Exactly. And it is so sad because when you're not smiling, you're in a really dense energy. You're not really happy, right? You're not joyful. And I think that's what we, people like you, people like me, people like all these change makers are here to do, to bring that joy, that happiness into people's lives, because it makes the entire, it makes everything much better. Yeah. And especially now, I mean, like if I look on Facebook, like every other day you see something like a shooting, another disaster. I don't even want to see that stuff no more. So it's up to us, like people like you and me and everyone that's listening right now, to make that difference in people's lives, to show them, you know what, there is more, there is light at the end of the tunnel. You do not have to stick in this life that you're in right now. If you don't like it, guess what? You have a choice. And it's for us to teach them, to guide them, to show them. I'm getting goosebumps. I'm sorry. I'm getting into the zone. But, you know, it's up to us to make that difference, to lead them into, you know, the next step. And I mean, I always love, you know, watching you, how energized you are. And I still don't know how you do that, but it's like, it's inspirational to me, you know. And I think there should be more people like you, me, and everyone else that's listening should be out there to really step up to the game, to help those people that are deeply asleep, to show them you can make a difference in a life. I mean, how much personal development have you done? A lot, right?
A lot. Yeah.
I keep seeing at different events. But, you know, the sad thing is there's so many people out there that don't do that. I know locally here, my book is not going very well here locally.
Right.
Because they're not open to it. It's going to be up to me now to bring my book to the local area, to introduce it to them, to show them more as possible. It's sad. It's going to be a lot of work. But, you know, I think that's what we're here to do, to bring that to the world. And I hope I answered your question. I don't remember what question you asked.
You did. It's like what inspires people? Why do we want to contribute to others? So I love what you said there about now it's your mission to bring this light, this spark of divine awareness and consciousness to everyone in that area. I was talking to someone, I think it was a week or two ago, and she was living in LA. She's a psychic, right? Psychic medium. Mm-hmm. She's living in LA. She moves to North Carolina. I'm like, North Carolina? Why would you do that?
Why?
And she just said, like, I was called to, and like I'm creating the movement out here. And yes, I'm getting tons of resistance and people who don't get it. And in that process, I'm learning to stand up for what I believe in and be unfazed by rejection and what people think and what people say. And I said, well, you know, which would be more advantageous, to stay in LA amongst a community of people who are like-minded and have that support and that upliftment of an entire community and be a leader in the community, add fuel to the fire, or go start from scratch? You know, like to go to a new community and feel like you have to kind of start from scratch. For me personally, I would say it makes more sense to stay in the area of power and then take with you a tribe. Take with you a tribe. And it sounded like she was on her own kind of thing out there. And I was like, it makes sense to bring a tribe with you so that there's power in numbers. And I just think it's so interesting how the world is working. And I'm sure you're creating a tribe. You know, you create one follower, one supporter at a time around you. And I just think it's interesting how everyone's journey is different on this, on this sharing of our soul, on this expansion of consciousness, and how it all happens in the world, in every location. It's just incredible.
I mean, I don't really have that many followers here locally. I mean, I don't really go out much. So me personally, I'm being drawn to San Antonio. So now I'm, you know, preparing. That's where I've been drawn to that for the longest time. El Paso is more like my learning ground. Like I also, you know, one thing that you also mentioned, I kind of want to point that out, because so many people, they want to fit in. They don't want to embody who they are. I'm telling you, whenever I talk about my woo-woo stuff, people, they look at me like, what is she? Is she smoking something? Is she going crazy? And you can just, it's funny when I have a conversation with someone that is not at all into spiritual stuff. Like I'm an empath. So I had a conversation with my neighbor the other day and I told him, you know, the energy really drains me, especially the first 3 months of the year. Oh my God, I'm glad they're done, right? And I explained it to him and he didn't understand. He was like, well, you know, it's a choice to be more, you know, more energized. I'm like, nah, it doesn't work that way for empath. And he's just like, when I talked about, you know, the spiritual side, mentioning Akashic record, I knew it went way over his head.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so funny. Like initially when I first dabbled into the whole spiritual side, I just kind of, you know, touched on certain things. And as soon as I noticed that someone was like, what? I kind of stopped it right there because I didn't want to feel weird. I didn't want people to think that I'm crazy or whatever. Because some of the stuff that you experience as a spiritual being is a little out there. And if you don't know anything about that, you would look at someone like, what the heck is going on with that person? Is she losing her mind? Mm. So at first I really shut down. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm staying away from people. I don't talk about it. But now I'm embodying that because you know what, that's who I am. And I think everyone that has certain gifts, you know, being an empath or, you know, very intuitive, embody that because that gift is given to you. I mean, I'm in certain, you know, Facebook groups in there and they talk about, oh my God, these gifts are horrible. You know, I'm just drinking all the time. Why would you do that? Mm. Why would you not embody? I mean, you embody your energy. And I really love that about you. And you embody that. You know, some people might look at you like, is he smoking something? Yep. But you stand in that power. And I think for us, you know, light workers, change makers, we have to stand in that power and don't let anyone back us down. So for that lady, kudos to her, because I'm pretty sure, I mean, me knowing what I'm experiencing here locally, I cannot wait to leave because I really, I feel like I'm all alone. I mean, I just met someone. She actually helped me with my launch as well. She's also spiritual. So when I talk to her, she doesn't look at me like I'm crazy, which is nice. But, you know, now with the internet, you can connect with people all across the country, all across the world. I have my mentor, my spiritual mentor. She is in Canada. I have an accountability partner in Spain. Excuse me. I just started a Facebook group for conscious entrepreneurs. Guess what? Conscious entrepreneurs. That's my tribe right there. Mm. So even though I can't build a tribe locally, I can try build a tribe online. Yeah, you don't have to, you know, personal interaction, but I get to talk to people like you over the computer. I get to sit at home, right?
That's right. And, you know, I think the big thing is to intend and visualize on the internet going from digital to the real world, you know, and like visualize that, create that, speak it into existence, declare it. Mm-hmm. Create events, you know, create events where people can fly around the world and do a retreat with you for, you know, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. That's the beauty of where we're at in this online space is even if people aren't local, you can create opportunities for them to be local, or you yourself can go to other places and get in that right environment to experience that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have anyone come to El Paso. It's not. I would not want to come here just to visit. So let's put it like this. I would want to go somewhere where it's green and, you know, luscious green. Yeah, so not so much El Paso, though.
I love it. Awesome. So, Kay, we're beginning to come towards the end of this interview. We're having a lot of fun. You're sharing gold. Great conversation. I just want to see if there's anything else, any other new paradigms that we want to invite our audience to step into because of their time invested with us here today. A new perspective, a new reality, seeing the world through different lenses. Anything else like that we can give them?
Okay. Well, first of all, kind of going back to what I mentioned earlier, like embody who you are. Don't hide who you are and really embody. Be okay with who you are and where you're at right now because you're exactly where you're supposed to be at. Don't think, oh my God, I should be further along or I should be making more money. No, be okay with where you're at because you're exactly where you're supposed to be at. There's still maybe some things you need to learn, something you need to embody, someone who you need to become in order to get to where you want to be. But, you know, don't hide and believe in yourself that anything is possible. Believe that no matter how difficult your life is or how crappy you think your situation is, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And go out there and make it happen. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. I mean, we are here to make a difference in the world. So don't, you know, get behind, you know, get out from, you know, out of that shell and be out there, go out there, be that light that shines light onto the world because we're needed. We have a big purpose in life. So why hide it? You know, you're doing yourself and your clients a huge, huge disservice if you allow your fear, your doubt, your all the challenges, all the mindset stuff, you know, the monkey mind holding you back. So go out there, do it, believe it's possible.
Amen. Amen. So, Kay. How do people stay connected with you and what do we want them to do next?
Follow me in my Facebook group. If you are onto the woo-woo's path, if you are a conscious entrepreneur, if you like the spiritual side, join me in my Facebook group. It's called the Conscious Entrepreneurs Lounge. And it's actually the link, theconscious entrepreneur lounge.com, so you can just type that in. You can find me on, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, my website, ksanders.com. And I would like to invite everyone that's listening, if you would like to be inspired and motivated, check out my book. Do you mind if I hold her?
Yes, please.
Here you go. You
love it.
Nice and great. Check it out, messagesofinspiration.com. You can also get the daily email series, so you can also get the action step with it. Right now, because of the launch, it's 99 cents. Help me get to number one. I would greatly appreciate that. And but definitely, you know, it's on Amazon, both in hard copy and on Kindle. And like I said, you know, messagesofinspiration.com, get the email series. I'm pretty sure you're not going to regret it. I love my messages, and that's not tooting me my own horn. But, you know, there are a lot of great comments out there. I don't think you're going to regret it.
Awesome. Love it. Kay, thank you so much for coming on today. You are a delight and a pleasure. Every interview seems like more fun, more discovery, more play. So I'm super grateful to see your journey and your evolution. And everyone, definitely stay in contact with Kay. Go to messagesofinspiration.com and go get that newsletter, the daily email series, I should say, and get those messages of inspiration. Kay, thank you again. Have the best day ever.
Thank you, too. Great to be here again.
Thanks, Kay. We'll see you soon, okay?
Bye.
See ya.